Here's someone else you would not exactly peg to end up in Syria.
Punk rock is ethic and attitude, not a look or a style.
Jason Hammaker is a drummer from Washington, D.C., a punk rocker, not the kind you'd imagine.
Like, I don't have a mohawk. I've got, right now I'm in a Banana Republic button-up shirt. I wear it all the time. But we're interested in things that happen around the world and exploring new sounds and exploring what other people are listening to.
Even going to Aleppo, Syria to record these Sufi singers.
Allah. Allah.
Jason Hammaker made his recordings on multiple trips to Syria between 2006 and 2010. Now remember, this was before the uprising and the war there, and you could go to Syria to try to locate obscure musicians.
I was sitting in the lobby of my hotel, complaining to a friend of mine who is one of Aleppo's emerging violin players, how I can't get into anything. And I was like, man, do you have any idea where I could record real Sufi music? And he started laughing. He's like, do you know who my grandfather was? I've ever told you that? I said, no. It's like, my grandfather was the head sheikh of the most influential Sufi order in Aleppo. Mm. And this specific Sufi order has produced some of the most famous Middle Eastern singers in history.
As is often the case, it's who you know. Soon, Hammaker found himself recording musicians never before heard or seen by Westerners in the courtyard of a 500-year-old house in the old city of Aleppo. But right now, with the country off-limits for Jason for security reasons, he's just trying to preserve the forgotten songs of Aleppo. Have you gone back? Have you stayed in touch with some of those singers?
I stay in touch with almost everyone that I know from Syria, but I've not returned.
So what have they told you about the situation in Aleppo? Like, we know the city has been seriously destroyed. What of, you know, that church where you once recorded? Is it still standing?
A lot of the places are standing. It's not like a nuclear bomb has gone off and leveled the entire place. You know, my interpreter that was with me for a lot of these adventures, I mean, he just went to a wedding in Aleppo a couple days ago, Jacob. Life still goes on. A lot of the places are destroyed. But people are still living there. I mean, it's an amazing resiliency. It's kind of a testament to the Syrian people, even in the refugee camps. Like, Syrians are a very resilient people and pick up the pieces and keep moving no matter what's going on. So hopefully everything ends sometime soon.
At the moment, it doesn't look like the civil war in Syria will end anytime soon. But these chants are of a moment in time and place when there was peace in Syria. That's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in a very snowy Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI and WGBH, supported in part by the PRI Trust for Innovation, which enables informed risk-taking in the creation of new content for public radio. Donors to the trust include the Tagney-Jones Family Fund and the Rose Family Fund. By the Skoll Foundation, supporting innovative solutions to the world's most pressing problems with the Skoll Award for Social Entrepreneurship. More at skoll.org. By the PRI Ambassador Council, whose members include Peter and Catherine Darrow, the Gruber Family Foundation, Marguerite Steed Hoffman, and the Robbins Kaplan Miller Cerisi Foundation. By the Ford Foundation, and by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives. GatesFoundation.org.
PRI, Public Radio International.